All right, it's halftime here in Ironwood as the Bay College Norse take on Leech Lake Tribal College, second and final game of this road trip. And here in our player spotlight, the pride of Dollar Bay High School, who's not by the name of Janky.
Davin Hill.
How's it going, Davin?
Good. How are you doing, Jack?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So you got the chance to have some Thanksgiving time with the fam, so ready to go for basketball again, eh?
Oh, yeah. It was a nice break. Cleared the head, and now it's time to get back after it.
So we're in the Western UP, so I imagine you have some family here for this weekend, hey?
Yeah, my parents and grandparents showed up last night to watch, so that was nice to see them in the stands again.
Did you know they were coming or no?
I did know they were coming, yes.
All right, yeah, they weren't going to try to surprise you, hey?
Nope.
You probably wouldn't have bought it anyways, right?
No, I figured they were going to make it to this one.
All right, so you're a member of the Bay College Norse, and we mentioned the Janky boys coming here from Dollar Bay. How much of a factor was the fact that they came here for you to come here?
It was a huge factor. I mean, I've been playing with Ashton since I was in second grade, so knowing that he was here was a big plus on making my decision.
So talk about the Bays, or Blue Bolts, and the new incarnation of the team up there. You had Devin Schmitz, who was a hell of a ball player, and of course the two Janky boys and yourself. Talk a little about that team and that set of teams and the bond you guys had with your coaching staff at Dollar Bay.
I mean, coming in as a freshman, that was the best team as of right now in Dollar Bay school history. So going after them in practice just makes you that much better. I definitely have to shout them out because I probably wouldn't be here without that team. I went to Calumet for a while, so going to Dollar Bay, I knew Ashton. Like I said, I've been playing with him for a long time, so it was a really easy transition. It was a very fun transition.
Yeah, speaking of transition, describe your transition playing, going to the Calumet schools, the CLK schools, and then going to Dollar Bay.
I had a lot more friends in Dollar Bay, so that was kind of a big factor, but I just like the whole family atmosphere Dollar Bay had to offer, so that was kind of the deciding factor for me. It didn't really have to do with sports. Sports was just a plus, so.
What is it about that community? I mean, you go in, it's a tall gym for a small school, and then they push the tempo. A lot of Copper Country teams will slow it down in 2 minutes to take two shots. Dollar Bay has never been about that.
No, I think we like pushing tempo just because it's something those, like you said, the Copper Country teams haven't seen, so they're not going to be used to it. And Coach Kentala and Coach Stevens did a great job at instilling this offense and defense with us. It was very fun to play in high school. I enjoyed it very much.
So then what was the selling point that got you hooked to come to Bay? What did Coach Johnson, what were the magic words that he and Coach Carter said to you?
Actually, Coach Johnson didn't really say anything. I've been playing on his AAU team since eighth grade, so what he said was, I've known you for a long time, so I'm not going to really push you to come here. I want you to make the best decision for yourself, and that actually kind of made me want to come here just because he wasn't forcing the issue.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to try to, you know, pull a wool over your eyes, right, and promise you things that, you know, you get here and it's not like he promised.
Right, exactly. No, he spits it how it is. He's a straight up guy. I like him very much, and I've known him for a long time, so that made my decision pretty easy.
Now, how about for yourself going from a situation where you were on the court almost the entire game, every game against when you were with Dollar Bay, to come here and now you're a role player? How do you keep your head focused for that?
It's actually very similar to my freshman year. So I was in a very, very similar position freshman year. So I'm just going to do what I have to do to make the team better, make myself better, and when I get in, I'm just going to make the most of it.
So I suppose it made you feel good to hear Coach single you out in our post-game interview yesterday and say, hey, I want to talk about a kid who did some great things that may not show up on the stat sheet, and he talked specifically about you.
Yeah, I mean, getting a shout-out from Coach, that's a great thing, but it's just, I'm here, I want to win, so whatever I can do to help this team, I'm going to do, whether that's waving the towel or knocking down a three. So that's, yeah.
Well, you knocked down a couple last night. You fed Marcus for an and one. That's and a couple to Flanagan down in the paint. So that's not a bad night.
No, yeah, it felt good. It felt good. It felt like the old me was back a little bit, getting a little bit more burn. It was a fun game.
Yeah, for sure. So, what are some things you like to do besides play basketball, Davin?
Hunting and fishing. Coming to college, I didn't get to do that this year, which was kind of tough, but my family was keeping me in the loop with trail camera pictures and stories of it in the blind, and it was nice to hear back home.
So any of the family get any deer while you were in Escanaba?
Yeah, my dad did shoot a six-pointer this year.
All right, that's very – he didn't poach it, right?
He did not. He did not poach it. No.
That's very good. No, it's great to see that. So what are you studying academically here at Bay?
I'm planning to get a degree in education with my master's in psychology because I want to be a school counselor.
Okay, so you don't want to shrink me, though, right? You don't want to, like, find out what's really wrong with me and tell everybody?
Not unless you ask me.
Well, I guess I could. I mean, I guess you'd be subtle about it.
I would do what I need to do for you, Jack.
Well, it's good having you on the team. It's good having some Copper Country boys play for the Norse. And, you know, I know that it brings, you know, some notoriety for our college around the UP when you guys are having success.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm... Coach obviously tries to pull the best talent he can from the UP, so to have him ask me to be on this team, it was an honor.
All right, I'll let you give your shout-outs. I know all of the Copper Country, the Keweenaw are listening, maybe even on Isle Royal.
I want to shout out my mom, my dad, my grandpa and grandma, and all my family back home, and all my Dollar Bay family.
All right, well, hey, great having you on the team again, and let's keep firing those threes, hey?
Oh, for sure, Jack. I will. Thank you.
All right, Davin Hill, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from Ironwood after these words. It's a 3-minute break. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.